Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy. Well, good morning. How the heck are ya? Hour number two of the Morning Roast Radio Show is locked in and live right here on the Stationhead Social Radio app, The Radio Revolution. 8:16 a.m. Central, 9:16 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning! Okay, we got you for an hour all the way up to 9:15 Central. Leading story of the day, Oklahoma police respond to a cry for help, quote unquote, turned out to be a goat. That is a real story. We will be giving that to you here in just a couple of minutes. Also, entertainment and celebrity news, some stories you might have missed, and some things that are trending over on Twitter involving fast food. A lot of fast food stuff today. Not sure why, but that it's just one of those days. One of those days, a lot of fast food. If you have not yet, make a request. If you have not yet made a request, hit that request line button. And drop your request. Got to be a beat, no explicit lyrics, and it needs to have some Friday vibes. Some good old-fashioned Friday vibes, that stuff that just makes you feel alive. Like this one. Coming in hot, first one of the day, Believe by Cher on a Friday. You're locked in the Morning Roast Radio Show, Stationhead's number one way to start a Friday. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be back. We want to take a second and thank the official sponsors of the Morning Roast Radio Show. First of all, every day we come to you live and loud from the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is the Vibe Radio Studio, sponsored by Eternal Media Solutions. Need help with audio, video, streaming? Need install help? Go to eternalmediasolutions.com. They can take care of you over there. And then I start my day every day with a huge cup of Badger Bros Coffee, the official coffee of the Morning Roast Radio Show. Go to badgerbroscoffee.com and check them out. I like their dark roast, but they got a lot of different stuff over there. badgerbroscoffee.com. And if you use code LUNA10, you'll get 10% off your order of the best cup of coffee you could get anywhere. And the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. If you love energy drinks but you don't love the jitter, go to getjuiced.com and check them out. Juiced Energy, the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. I use their protein powder. I use their Screamer Creamer Collagen. I use their Lit Lemonade pre-workout. You're going to love it all. Go to getjuiced.com today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. Thanks for helping make this show a possibility, and we love y'all.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Stationhead.
Okay, 8:22 a.m. Central, 9:22 a.m. over there on the East Coast. Let's just kick it off this morning. What day is today? Let's check it out.
What's with today today?
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Well, thank you for asking. Today is Eat a Radish Day. You don't have to. This is one of those days I tell you, please don't do that. It's also Fantastic Friday, giving sharks a voice.
Fish are friends, not food.
Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Awareness Day, International Nurses Day, Limerick Day. That is like a poem, I think. I don't really know. I just threw that out there. That might not be what a limerick is. It's also Military Spouse Day, Fibromyalgia Awareness Day, and Public Gardens Day. Fantastic Friday, giving sharks a voice. They're killing and eating machines, but they are friends. Just ask Nemo. Love that movie.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Stationhead.
Okay, we're all in. Woman demanding refund from internet psychic. One of your too stupid to make up stories of the day. Here it comes. A woman in Scotland was duped by a fake psychic and demanded a refund of $24. Real story. After paying the money for a reading over the internet. Okay. I didn't proofread it to start. I thought maybe she like went to a psychic. No, this is over the internet. And you know, the internet, everyone on there's honest. After paying the money for a reading over the internet, the woman received the psychic reading, quote unquote, that she loves teeth whitening, tanning, and milkshakes. But she was also told she will become pregnant despite doctors saying she won't be able to conceive. And now she is asking for $24 back. I think this just might be the cost of doing business, that if you are the type of person that is going to pay somebody on the internet to give you a psychic reading and it was only $24, the fact that she got 3 out of 4 correct, you might just need to chalk that up for that's as good as it's going to get.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Some people looking for a lot more than they're going to get with their money. Not only is it the end of the week, it's Friday. It's also a fresh music Friday here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. And I was just looking through the new music that dropped on Friday. Not very often do you get to say the words, Dolly Parton has new music out. But she does. World on Fire by Dolly Parton is coming up next. Right behind that, Oklahoma police respond to a cry for help. It turned out to be a goat. I'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere. Brand new Dolly Parton on a fresh music Friday, World on Fire. She did a rock album. All I say is she's Dolly Parton. She can do whatever she wants, and no one is allowed to complain about it. So I don't want to hear it.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Okay, got something fun for you. This is a local story. Oklahoma police respond to a cry for help. Turned out to be a goat. Okay, here's the story. An Oklahoma police department got, you know, a little duped into mistaking a spirited goat's call for a cry for help. May 9th, the Enid Police Department shared body camera footage that captured the moment. Two of its officers, I'm not going to say the names of the officers, my brother's in law enforcement here in Oklahoma. So they rushed to the scene where they could hear a loud call sounding like help. Very loud. It's a person. That's a person. One of the officers shouted as they chased through a grove. Having taken his partner's conclusion seriously, the second officer dashes after the first. Okay? The video shows the two as they hustle past sparse, you know, farmland and all this stuff, only to realize it's a bit different than they were expecting. It's a goat. The first officer to arrive shouts, his voice a mix of deep disbelief and then relief. In the video, a blurred out figure can be seen coming out from a barn as the two officers begin to break into a laugh. I thought I kept hearing someone yell, help, one of the officers explains, taking the developing situation in stride. Enid's a smaller town. Maybe not a lot going on there. And if you're from Enid, I'm not going to say the name of the officers. I'm sure it was all over your newspaper, though. If not, DM me and I'll tell you.
This is the Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
If you're not following us on social media, please make sure that you do. Morning Roast Radio, Instagram, and Facebook. Morning Roast Radio, Instagram, and Facebook. The best way to keep yourself up to date on everything that's happening with the show. Yeah, I'm telling you. A lot of things happening with the show. In fact, if you showed up early, you already knew about the goat story because you saw it on our Facebook page. Coming up in a celebrity news, Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Nick Jonas actually shared a moment together that she was just informed about nearly 23 years ago. Shared a moment 23 years ago, and she just found out about it. I'll tell you about that. Also, fans beg for another Ed Sheeran Luke Combs duet after the ACM Awards performance. People are clamoring and asking themselves this: is Ed Sheeran about to enter country music? And it's not as far-fetched as you might think. More about that coming up later.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us. You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
Working for the weekend, lover boy. We're going back to back throwbacks. How many of you remember this one? Dare You to Move, Switchfoot. If you're of a certain age, like this is one you put it on that playlist when you were, you know, putting the playlist together to be around like someone you were interested in. This is one. This is one. This one really builds. That was creepy and weird. We'll be back. You guys absolutely crushing it with the requests this morning. I have been playing most of the requests out of the request line, and it is one of those days where you guys are just absolutely on your game on a Friday. 8:49 a.m. Central, 9:49 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Good morning. Got a Morning Roast Celebrity News Break. This one's great. Unbelievable. Priyanka Chopra Jonas and her husband, Nick Jonas, actually shared a moment together, sorta, nearly 23 years ago. In an interview on the Jennifer Hudson Show, she talked about her new show, Citadel, and she also shared a pretty incredible story about what possibly could have been the first moment her husband might have first set eyes on her in 2000. She said, "My mother-in-law told me that story, that when I had just turned 18, I won the Miss World pageant. This was in London." And she said, "I was a child. I had no idea what I was doing or what that, you know, would entail. Didn't have a lot of practice, but apparently my mother-in-law was like, I remember watching you when you won." Yeah, she clarified that her husband, who was then 7 years old, would have been acting on Broadway and was watching the broadcast for Miss World with his father, Kevin Jonas Sr., who says he enjoyed watching pageants. "I was like, there's no way." She said, "I remember it so clearly." Her mother-in-law remembers it so clearly and says she is almost 100% sure that Nick would have been watching her win the Miss World pageant in the year 2000. And you know what I think is probably the best part of this story is there's no way that even a 7-year-old Nick Jonas was like, "That girl's real pretty. Like, that girl's real pretty. I'd like to end up with a girl like that to be my girlfriend." Because that's how you think when you're a 7-year-old boy. But like, isn't in that, first of all, I didn't know she was a Miss World champion. I had no idea. But second of all, I just think that's absolutely adorable. You know, just so good. 22 years ago, almost 23 years ago, he was 7 and she was 17, about to turn 18. Oh, so cute. Oh, just so cute.
This is The Morning Roast, and you're live on Station Head.
Ed Sheeran pulled off the ultimate surprise during his ACM Awards performance, an unexpected duet with Luke Combs, if you saw it. The two singers sang on stage together at the 58th Academy of Country Music Awards, which took place at the Ford Theater in Frisco, Texas, on Thursday. Sheeran, 32, took the stage during the show to perform his song Life Goes On off his new album Subtract, and the audience was delighted when Luke Combs, 33, came back out after he had just finished performing his song. The performance may not have left a dry eye in the house, as the emotional ballad was written in honor of Ed Sheeran's late friend Jamal Edwards, who died at the age of 31 in February of 2022. They do have a track together already, and fans are saying, "These guys sound so good together. Can we get more of that?" Also leading a lot of people to ask the question, is Ed Sheeran going to perhaps make a trip into country music? And according to him, he's not ruling it out. Ed Sheeran could be headed into country music. How much fun would that be? Here it is, Life Goes On, Ed Sheeran featuring Luke Combs right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show.
Hey, you guys!
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
We had something interesting over here in the Twitch chat, which just happens to be something that we had a little blog article written for the Facebook page. Rumor has it, Hulu and Disney Plus are going to merge into a single app. If you've noticed it, if you have different profiles on your Disney Plus and you make it very well known that the Disney Plus profile that you are on is an adult's profile, they've kind of been adding a little bit more adult-centered content. They started putting some stuff from Discovery. There's been some documentaries, some other things, some TV shows, some things that weren't really a Disney thing, but they were very much more adult-themed. Also, shows like The Mandalorian, Andor, these shows appeal more to an adult audience. And so Disney, you could tell, has kind of been trying to test the waters. And then on the backside of it, they've had the bundle option with Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN Plus that has been incredibly successful. So it looks like Disney says, hey, why don't we just take Hulu and our Disney Plus app and let's just merge those together. We wrote a little blog article. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. It's on our Facebook page right now. We've got a few things that we think would be amazing about that. First of all, the content bonanza. Can you imagine the amount of content on one single app if you had all of what's happening on Hulu on top of everything that Disney Plus already offers? It'd be a one-stop streaming shop. You just go to the Disney Plus app, if that's what they decide to keep it called, and everything is right there. Then you can tailor it towards your tastes. One of the big things between Hulu and Disney Plus is it is very intuitive, and it'll allow you to kind of, you know, tailor your profile to yours. And then the big one would be some money-saving magic and smooth sailing for content creators, since Hulu has been and Disney has also been partnering with content creators. I mean, it wouldn't be a lot easier for them to be able to just focus on one single app. So get ready, folks, because the potential merger of Disney Plus and Hulu is like combining peanut butter and jelly, is what I wrote for the end of it. Go to our Facebook page, Morning Roast Radio. Read that article that we wrote this morning for our Facebook page. Let us know what you think in the comments down there. Would you be for it? Or are you like me? You'd be for more apps doing this. You know, like back in the day when we had cable. Remember we thought that was unaffordable? Now most of us are probably paying what we paid for cable for all the streaming apps. Miss the good old days.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Party rock anthem, LMFAO. It's a Fresh Music Friday. Music so fresh, the paint isn't even dry on it yet. Brand new music from Ellie Goulding. When we come back, some trending stories, both involving AI and fast food. I know, it's weird that we have such a correlation between the two. It'll make sense, though. Don't go anywhere. All right, some of these are great and some of these are a little weird. Wendy's to begin replacing drive-thru staff with AI chatbots. It's at least as good as our best customer service representative, and it's probably, on average, better, says Wendy's CIO Kevin Visconti to the Wall Street Journal. And when he said it, he was being serious. Basically saying, like, our normal drive-thru people, not that good. Not that good. So this is going to at least be a step up from that. The new model, AI model they've built understands the entire menu, including the street slang for certain orders. And it's capable of having conversations with a set of guardrails, as well as taking custom orders and answering questions. It integrates with the company's point-of-sale system and has been trained to follow the rules the company currently gives to its human drive-through window staff. That's not the weirdest fast food news I have of the day. Burger King. If you saw it on our Facebook page, Burger King debuts the Red Whopper for the new Spider-Man movie. Yeah. Burger King is swinging for the fences here, launching a red bun Whopper topped in black sesame seeds. The Marvel movie-themed meal will be available May 15th through June 21st for Spider-Man's new movie. Yeah, just in case you didn't want to do the Whopper, they also have a Spider-Verse Sundae, which is ice cream top with black and red chocolate candies. Very weird. Speaking of AI, Spotify removes tens of thousands of AI-generated songs, and here's why. Spotify has removed 7% of songs created with AI-generated music service Boomy from its website, equating to tens of thousands after Universal Music Group flagged Boomy for allegedly using bots to boost its streaming numbers, according to Financial Times report. Boomy's music was removed due to suspected, quote, artificial streaming, which is the use of bots posed as people to increase streaming and audience numbers of songs. The company helps users release their AI-generated songs and albums on streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify while taking a cut of the royalty distribution fees. Tens of thousands sounds like a lot, but Boomy claims its users have created over 14 million songs, totaling about 13.83% of the world's recorded music currently available. That is so much music, and it's all AI generated. It's Friday, which means we will not be here tomorrow, but we will be back on Monday. That's right, back on Monday, 7 a.m., bright and early. Excited to spend your Monday with you. What in the Twitterverse is coming, going on is coming back on Monday. We've run out of time for the dad jokes, so they will be rolled over to Monday. I know some of you act like you're disappointed, and some of you are actually disappointed. So, for those of you that are disappointed about the dad jokes, I appreciate you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Make sure to follow us on YouTube. Got some exclusive content headed to YouTube this weekend. I'm not going to tell you about it. You'll just have to get over there and check it out on Sunday. I love you and I appreciate you. I think you're amazing. I think you're awesome. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.